Oh my god, hello friends, and welcome back to another Simple Mo stream presented by Couch Cat. I'm Pison. This is Crazy Fi.
That's me.
And he's got whitewash right now. We have no idea why.
Yeah.
So he looks like he's basking in the sun. But anyway, tonight we have a special episode for you. I mean, every episode's special because we're on it. You know what I mean?
Of course.
In the bad way possible. Like, fucking demonetized already. But we're going to be discussing the latest patch drop. It was like, what, 12.25.3 or some shit.
The
server boost, which is nice, I guess, and random. And we're going to be discussing the juicy part of this episode. The best part is the war report thus far for spring 2023 of the seasonal Guild Leader Award. Bet you didn't see that coming. Well,
I mean, if they read the title,
I know no one here does. But yeah, that's what we're going to be discussing tonight. And some rumors going on about BCS and their changes going on. But yeah, you know, we'll get to that later. Before we get lost in the sauce.
Yes.
Crazy Fi, how are you tonight?
You know, I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Didn't make stream on Thursday because my carpet was being installed. So I'm sure me ripping out my camera has messed up all my settings. That's why I'm whitewashed. But, you know, carpet looks nice, so that's cool. But yeah, life is good. How are yourself? How are you doing?
Well, besides something going on offline, I guess I'm doing great. Last Friday, Hot Mulligan, a Midwest emo band, or Midwesty emo band, their latest album dropped. So that's been on repeat. It's been great.
What?
Yeah, dropped.
I did not know.
Friday. I almost bought a shirt. So they had new merch, and it was like laughing, crying, farting, and jerking off. And I was like, maybe that's not the appropriate shirt to wear in public. Demonetized, but they're an awesome band. If you don't know them, check them out. And then my wife actually bought me band merch. I feel like I'm back in high school going to Hot Topic. So here's some history. Okay. There's a band that premiered 2007 on Warped Tour called Vanna, and they were badass, and their song Dead Language for a Dying Lady smashed, like, melted faces, and they have now reformed with the complete lineup, like 15-year-old lineup, and they're all like dads now. Yeah. So they have a dad shirt that instead of like all the hardcore impact font, it's like coffee, kids, you know, grilling, and then their band name and some other stuff. And they're called In Spirit, and they're just as good as they were, if not better than they were 15 years ago when I discovered them on like a Vans Warped Tour mixtape. So it's pretty sick.
That's pretty cool.
It just came today. So, you know, I don't wear stuff that's not washed, because one time I broke out in a rash and it almost like fucked me up. So that's a little history here. Anyway, let's talk to chat. Let's show global over here. We're using Yomu's tool, Yomu. Oh, thank God you hit play. I was like, wait, Alan can do this?
Yeah, I got you.
I think this is the volume. Yeah, that's good. So we're using Yomu's tool. If you don't know, Yomu is a partner of ours and a good friend. They're also on the latest coffee stream last Saturday. So if you missed that, you're missing out. And we're chilling with global chat here, but let's say hi to chat in our stream. We have Aged from Golden Arrows, the first message of the night. Good to see Aged before Dagon freaking banned him for 5 minutes. not mod abuse at all, but shout out to Dagon. Shout out to Nauri, two of our YouTube mods. We have Silver Wolf here, an old friend, unless it's the different... There's two Silver Wolves. One of them is from our Discord like 3 years ago, and one is new to Wolfblood, and I still don't remember.
The one that's in our chat is a new one.
Okay, that's a new one. And we have Chubby Ninja here. You know, it's good to see Wolfblood representing. Wolfblood, one of my favorite guilds of all time. I never doubted them for a second. Hunt is here, so you know it's going to be a good time, because Hunt makes absolutely no sense most of the time. 9 times out of 10, he does not make any sense, but he's still good company, which is, you know, I guess that's kind of like us, right? Soph is here. I'm glad Soph has changed their name back. Soph and Fufu Chan were trying to be, you know, all cool and did a name swap, but like the advisor tag kind of gave it away. I don't know. So that didn't really work. That didn't age well for them. James is here. Good to see James. Didn't show up for COD this weekend, so you know he can suck it. Ven is here. Good to see Ven. We have Fowler Canopy is here. You know, growing his roots or some shit. Whatever they say at OG. Whatever they say. Growing the roots. We have Joshua here. Good to see Joshua. Hadu is here. Fucking blob, stinky motherfucker. Nah, it's good to see you, Hadu. Never forget what we did to Sin's profile back. You know, that's almost like a year old now, Hadu, I think. And Sandy is here calling me a nerd. Thank you. Ice is here. Ice is back from being grounded, everyone. It's good to see Ice. His mom grounded him for having too much defense, if you believe the rumors. And King Cows is here. TBC making great use of this boost. I'm the only one currently stepping. Fucking dead guild alert. Good to see King Cows. He helped me out last week and so did Alec. Or the week before and then Alec. So shout out to them, my true homies. And Amelia's here. Probably here to threaten us because, you know, Rain Factory. Why is everyone in global chat making fun of us? Why are you calling me stinky? Why is Sarah trying to knife me in global? Why is Manatee calling me a nerd when he's got a guild named Manatee, like after a Manatee? Fun fact, Manatee's Cove, Crazy Fi and I, our grandparents' house, there was a bridge, and me, him, and his brother used to go down there all the time. And we were like this close to Manatees. Because we would jump down. You're not supposed to. We would jump down, go under the bridge, and Manatees would flow in and out. So
pretty cool. That was fun. That was core memory right there.
Dude, we spent a lot of time there.
Yep.
We didn't fish a single time, too. Okay. All right. I just want to bring up a rumor. So if anyone from Beyblade is here or Babel, word on the street is. Oh, yeah. Soph is.
BCS was one of Soph and Nexus. We're the grand scheme or masterminds behind this.
Okay, so Soph, is it true? Can you confirm that you've slimmed down by a month? Like, no one's going to be grinding for 2 months straight.
For 2 months straight? Yeah.
Yeah. Can you confirm or deny? I mean, I saw it in global. I saw BA members say it, but I need a comment. Gaseric is here. Hello there, filthy peasants. Hey, welcome aboard. That's us.
Who? Vander's asking why they didn't get a shout out on global.
Who is? Vander? Vander.
Spelled your name wrong.
Vander? That's who's pals in, by the way, but hey Vander, what's up? I'm just glad did you find the stream, Vander? Because I know you're having an issue. Soph says they're not on Beyblade, by the way.
Oh. I thought Mr. Wright said it was Soph and Nex who came up with the idea.
Dude, who knows what Mr. Wright said, because he never came back. Remember? He was supposed
Yeah, he didn't post it in our Discord.
Poonjo's here? What's up, Poonjo? One of our children that we raised in Couch Cat years ago. All right, so that's the word on the street. Of course, that's all we're going to talk about because we don't have any information about it, and we're not partners with Beyblade, so we don't really care. Let's go over. Was that harsh, dude? I'm trying not to be harsh to
Soph. Excuse me, I'm mixing up the wrong people. Soph and
Blanket. Soph Blanket.
Yeah. My bad.
All right, I'm minimizing global chat real quick, so it's not going to load. But earlier today, we had a boost drop at 7 a.m. for me. And it's a big boost. So I can share the screen.
Big Daddy boost.
Big Daddy. Wait a minute. Let me do streamer mode. Because I always forget.
But you don't want to expose your DMs?
You don't see any DMs.
You can see the people DMing you, at least.
Wait, I don't know. I don't know if this will work unless I have to share the entire screen. That's fine.
Oh, Lord.
See my Steam hentai games. All right. So we had a giant boosty boost. Right here, 50% travel rate, 25% travel EXP, 25% guild EXP from PvPing and raiding.
Wow, dude,
30 whole 30% from PvE. So all those that's huge. Look at all the PvE guilds really benefit from this right here. Just kidding, they don't. 50% rarity rates, that doesn't matter. 50% material doesn't matter. Crafting doesn't matter. Character EXP from crafting doesn't matter. Only 15% from Travel NPC, but then you get the 30% EXP from Battle Arena. I don't know. Doesn't it kind of look skewed to you? Because PvP guilds can do all of this right here, but PvE guilds can only do this.
Wait, PvE can do raiding?
Wait, right here. Yeah, in raiding. But really, TBC is the premier raid, like PvE raid guild, and they suck right now. So are they really taking advantage?
It looks like Radiant Dawn is a premier one now.
Yeah, those are my new homies. Oh, Radiant Dawn, if you want to send me some merch, if you're an organization, can you guys? And here is the patch that dropped, or update, excuse me, that dropped earlier today. We have fixed typos, which is important. We have fixed Eden's protection shield sprite issue, which is the, what is that, the best in slot that Ubi just dropped recently. We have another bug with legacy players, so that probably affected Golden or Ace, because he has legacied like twice this week already. We have added cards and NPCs to web app, not important. The key buying task now leads you to silver key purchase page, not important. Wait, what if I just want to buy bronze keys? Removed guilds from the, what happened? Who thought up of the seasonal leaderboards? We'll never know. Fix refill quick link and a bunch of other stuff. Oh, here we go. Fix PvP issues in China. That's
yeah, that one was an interesting one. Basically, China doesn't, so someone put it in the Smasher bug. That's when I found it. Essentially, China doesn't allow certain libraries that they're using to do some of the code in the back end because it's from Google. And so in order to hit the Chinese population, to allow the Chinese to get through the Great Firewall, if you will, he had to change up the library that he uses to do the code. So he's catering to these Chinese folks by making sure, or at least he's making sure he can get through the Great Firewall to reach out to them. So
that's great. Liberating China one port at a time. Let's see. So that will cover 12.25.3 and the boost. So if you're a guild in the top 25 or aiming to be in the top 25 of the seasonal guild leaderboard that we're tracking, and that's in game, definitely take advantage this week, because that's gonna help you for next week, right?
Wait, so because of the update, does that mean that there's no like all time EXP ladder? I know AJ is saying season zero, but isn't season zero like it stopped after the update? That means there's only seasonal. There's no like a all time now. Like James is saying, that's kind
of. I mean, it change guild's quotation. Maybe it's just the verbal change. I don't know, like the verbiage. There's no way, right? There's no way he wiped that. There's no way he wiped Legacy. There's no way.
Oh, so I mean, there's there's Legacy and then there's Season Zero. But like, what if you want to see like Season Zero plus Seasons 1, 2, and 3 combined together? Mm-hmm. Where do you go see that? Can you see that? I know you can see it in the API.
I don't know. I don't play this game. We'll have to dig deeper, unless saying, someone in
maybe
chat.
Maybe in the future. Like, I feel like we went, it's like taking one step forward and two steps back, honestly. Like, wait, okay, so now us as CouchCat, instead of doing seasonal guild leaderboards based on seasons, we're just going to do a leaderboard over, tracking of like the top 25 overall, because it's no longer in the game. Yeah, check each guild's total EXP. That's kind of pain. I don't want to math. I want to be able to see a leaderboard. All right, well, I'm just going to shit out a leaderboard.
Yeah, great. Vander, I'm not stepping. I wasn't trying to hide that fact either. All right. Chat real quick. Amelia says... Oh, no, she's talking to Hadu. Okay. Never mind. They're just threatening me. Agent says season zero. That's when you pull out your calculator. We're not supposed to do that, dude. Wow, DD Boy is back in global. Do you see this? That's insane. I thought he quit. All right. Here's another thing. Where did limits go? that's our question of the night chat.
You said you quit the game.
Yeah, but he also left our Discord. And he's our YouTube. Hey! All right, let's move on to the nuts and bolts of tonight before everyone signs off. By the way, if you're here and you're loving this, smash the like button. I was going to say hit it, but smash it sounds better. But we're going to show you. Me. Crazify, this is. Do you want to go over this?
Tales of Landor. Oh, yeah. I mean, I could do that.
Yeah. Do you want to share it?
The Word document?
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
I mean,
you want to read off it? I don't know. I have it open.
We could read off it while Global's going through. Yeah.
Okay.
So we could see Global's reaction, if you will.
Sarah says Limits joined SNC, so they're dead. That's essentially they're dead. And then Vander, what about my algorithm? Vander.
We are your algorithm.
We are your algorithm. We know we're going to mess up, CrossFit does yoga for the first time in hot pants, but we need you to smash that like button.
Smash.
That's not my only. Manatee, I didn't lie to you. It's still a cool name. Oh, Amelia said Limits got mad at the newest items update as they just got all best in slot gear. And was the straw that broke the camel's back, I think. Dude.
Oh.
I hope he didn't leave just because of that and didn't say goodbye. Like, what the fuck?
An aspect of an MMO game? Made him leave an MMO game.
What are you talking about?
Kidding.
Okay. I'm lost. T.O., right. Welcome to the stream. T.O. is a YouTube mod and also an advisor in game, but I think YouTube mod, you're more famous.
Everyone's more famous because it's Couch Cat, right?
It's weird seeing two cats. Won't there always be? Yep.
Spot on, Dagon. Dagon. Nice. Okay. All right. Let's.
I'll show it while you go through it.
Okay. So we have a breakdown of the top 25 guilds from the seasonal guild leaderboard, of course, and we're going to go over some of the different wars. We can break down guild by guild, and essentially what I did was...
He doesn't know. He doesn't know.
No, I shit it out right before stream. I'm debating whether it's a good idea to actually show my shitty ass Word document or not. Fuck it, I'll show it because it makes more sense.
Flashbang warning.
Yeah, flashbang. You guys are about to get probably some of the most creative and intellectual.
Not even Hug Ted can make this. All right, that's how advanced this is. What's up, Hot?
Alright, let's...
Demonetize for saying his name out loud. Hot. Yeah. Hot.
Okay, so...
Damn, dude. This is sweet. How about you just, we small screen it? Okay, I guess you could do that.
Yeah,
Do you not have a night mode for Word?
Is that a thing?
Yeah. You go here. I'll figure it out. You just read.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
You stupid motherfucker.
I just want you all to understand I've had a very stressful, long weekend. And so this is what you're going to get for a product for the first go around. You're here for our words and not our designs, okay? Anyways, Lord have mercy. This is... the Word document that showcases a war report for the top 25 guilds in the seasonal guild leaderboard.
I can't find it.
It's okay. They're getting flashbanged. Everyone's a light user today.
It's awful.
It's all right. We are professionals here, and we only use light mode.
Okay,
fucking
I found
dark
it.
Dark mode, people.
I found it.
Okay. How do you do it?
Okay. Go to options.
What?
Okay, click file.
Yeah.
Go all the way down to options. Very, very bottom.
Okay.
Go to general, which you're in.
Yeah.
And then in the middle where it says personalize your copy of Microsoft Office.
Yeah.
You see Office theme?
Yeah.
Yeah, click black.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Yeah, is it unplugged? Right. Plug it back in.
Oh, I like Lordy. That.
Crazyfy getting us all with a solar flare. That's pretty good. That's kind of better than flashbang. Not going to lie.
Yeah, add word tutorial. That's actually a good point. Good job. See, we as a community come together to bring the best content together. That's what I'm talking about. And then my fucking camera's unfocused now. God damn it.
We take 20 minutes to approach the topic that we're trying to discuss because we don't know what the fuck we're doing.
This is a teaser, okay? We're teasing with our acting like we don't know what we're doing. It's all been planned. We spent 2 weeks talking about this. Reading a script as we're talking. Alright, so what the fuck are we doing here? Great question. Top 25, seasonal guild leaderboard, blah, blah, blah. You might be wondering what the numbers are. Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen. So, I just grabbed a quick... yeah, no, they're not going to recover. I do. Sorry.
Yo, Darren, what the heck, dude? How are you going to get this item from a chest? That's pretty nice.
Okay. Heisen over here talking about something that's not on the stream.
I'm waiting for you to discuss what the hell's going on.
You caught me off guard. All right, so 1900, 1700, 1500. What does that mean? Well, that's... Okay, so I just basically ran a quick query against the API, pulling out the different wars, that ongoing wars that each guild has. Essentially, any guild war that has over 1900 kills or 1700... So 1500 to 1699 goes into the 1500 category. 1700 to 1899 goes into the 1700 category, and 1900 plus goes into the 1900 category. This is basically a tracker of how many wars each guild has that has, you know, 1900 kills, 1799 kills, 1599 kills. Just a quick breakdown so we can see and expect, hey, what guilds are going to actually win a war here within the week when it comes to the next seasonal guild leaderboard update that we do every Thursday. So let's just fucking get into it after we've been diddling around.
Welcome to the demonetization brought to you by CouchCat.
Oh, professionals. Shinsky
Bo is right here. Shinsky, you know what? Welcome to the stream, brother.
Yeah, welcome, welcome. Glad you chose this one to be
this
at.
Exact moment,
you know,
to watch this
is
unhinged.
The best stream. The quality will never
get
better
the wars,
than
the dude. War. Stop it.
I'm going to spend the next 30 minutes trying to see how long I can go without actually covering it.
Listen, this could eventually turn into a real product, okay?
It will turn into a real product.
He's got three tiers here. There's the 1500 kills from a war. There's the 700 kills from a war. Then there's the 1900 kills from a war. So here we are with the first guild up. We have Babel here. They have 11 wars where they've had had 1900 or more kills. That's insane. Now they have 13 wars with 1700 or more kills, and then 6 wars with 1500 or more kills.
Exactly. See, we could read. And just to say, out of all these guilds, Babel has the most when it comes to almost about to win. So we'll probably see them increase and skyrocket once again, all while they're doing their own stepping esports tournament thing. So, you know, they're constantly grinding out there. I can't imagine what it's like to burn out in Babel, but they are insane when it comes to playing. So,
hey, do you know where Ohio is on a map? Like, can you fucking point to me? But there's more to this doc. He's also broken down the individual guilds so we can kind of see who's been to war with who, etc. But this is just a rough put together. I don't know, Crazyfy. I think you could break these into tiers. Like, the numbers are the tiers, but then you could label them like tier 1, 2, 3 and just be like, I don't know, it'd be kind of cool. I don't know. We'll talk about it more later.
Yeah. And chat, if you guys would like to see it in a certain way, we would prefer to hear from you than make it up ourselves. Because one, that means we don't have to think as much. we just take your idea and run with it. And two, it's your idea and you guys are going to be the ones who see it. So,
God damn. Now are we about to get disappeared?
Oh.
All right, let's move on to the Force. So the Force...
Yeah, so Force, 1,900 okay, kills. Yeah. They have four wars there, 1,706, 1,509. So they are doing decent as well when it comes to it. Obviously, Babel's going to skyrocket within the next guild report, seasonal guild report. Force may do a couple of them. I don't know. I mean, they're bigger guilds, so I would hope so. I would hope they'd be able to accomplish something.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little spicy today. You know, I haven't been on these Thursday streams, so I can't share my spice. So here I am.
Yeah, you've been replaced with doppelgangers. No one has noticed your absence.
Yeah.
Look at Wolfblood, though. Look at those numbers.
Wolfblood, again, doesn't have many wars to win, so, you know, they'll probably just sit there looking pretty. But they won't have to worry.
But look, honestly, look at the 1,500 win, though.
Yeah, so probably, like, I don't know, a week. Like, I don't know how this is, like, the first snapshot in time we have war reports. We have no idea how fast they're going to go through these. We could be like, oh yeah, they'll knock it out in 2 days, or they could be like, oh yeah, in like 4 fucking years they'll actually do something.
And when was this data? When's the last day it captured, or what's the last day it captured?
Today at like 4 p.m.
Okay,
yeah, somewhere around there.
All right.
That's when I pulled the data.
You want to just alternate? So I'll go over Rain Factory here with zero wars with 1,900 kills. They have one war that is 1,700 kills at least, and then eight with the 1,500 kills. And just so you know, Rain Factory is currently sitting in Celestial with the Forest and Babel and Golden Arrows and Wolfblood. So these are the current Celestial tier numbers, which is interesting. Crazy Fight, you'll go over Golden Arrows right here with like no wars.
Yeah.
Like, no fucking wars.
Golden Arrows, they got, you know, a decent amount of wars. I would be worried about the Knights You Say Ye, you know, coming up against
them. Look at that. Look at the amount they have. So I called them dead 20 years ago, okay? And I stand by it. But they overtook Heaven and Hell, which is another dead gill in my eyes. And I can't believe it. And now here they are with 20 plus wars. So what the frick? Who's in charge of E right now? What's happening?
Agent just said that they've just finished some wars, so that's why their war count's low. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, to be very fair, this is literally just a snapshot in time of today what it looks like. We have no comparison to like last week's data or whatever. That will be for the week following when we do another war report. That is when we'll actually have a comparison of what it looks like. And seriously, we can actually start to see how things are going to go forward.
Wobbly Cat runs E and Hadu Paizen, you can't just call every guild dead. Well, Hadu, technically I can. Murder Universe is looking pretty good. And they're another runner-up.
Yeah, they got probably like a week to get some good boosts.
Yeah, and I think they're moving. I think they just, I can't remember, but I think they just got into Legendary. But yeah, that's another high tier moving guild. Heaven and Hell here with these, I don't know, dude.
It's actually good.
You think so? You think 338?
It's better than some of these other guilds, like the Russian guild Prostor. Forgive me, I didn't get the Russian spelling because I quickly had to write this out. they have nothing.
Not to have more evidence to show that you just did this.
Yeah. That's why I was debating whether or not I should show this. Like, I had to quickly type out the freaking guild names because I didn't have a script ready to go. I probably should have just spent like 2 more minutes on my script, but Prostor looks pretty rough, but that could also mean that they actually just won all their guilds or the guild wars.
Uh,
but the future for Prostor doesn't look too great. Like, it's one thing if it's like 0 from 1900 and like 3 for 1700 and like 12 for 1500. That probably looks really good. But they got nothing. So, yeah. I mean, it's the same look here. Same with Steel Friendly. So we could just skip over them because they're nothing.
Now hold on. In Discord.
Okay.
Sunny came after me, okay? So, no one defended me, but Sunny found me and tried to kill me, like assassinate me in Discord.
Probably because you deserved it.
But Sunny, she runs Still Friendly and says they've shifted people around to get a little extra boost last week, and now the boost is active this week. So who says they're down and out? But she says they're hoping to be a bit more positive next week around all the friendly guilds, because they had a huge push this weekend, whatever that means. So
right.
There's your information coming to you live from the field, because I am a game journalist for Simple and Mill.
Yeah, I mean, they could have done this big push to knock out a crap ton of wars, which means that they don't have any on the docket right now. So again, this is a snapshot in time, once over, we have nothing to compare. I like to be a pessimist and
we show and this think to that the
they're
public.
All just trash, but you know, that's just my opinion.
We show this to the public with nothing to compare to. that's what I like to see, Father Canopy, a backhanded compliment. this is what he says. At least he's contributing to the game somehow. Keep streaming, dude.
Hey, at least it's fucking something, man, you know?
As part of his comment that we're a retired guild. Here's the thing, folks. We don't pretend we're not retired. That's how we're able to do this. We say we're retired and we dedicate all of our time to observing. That's all. And you guys suck. No, I'm just kidding.
And then we just talk trash on you guys.
Dude, Radiant Dawn freaking smacking heads over here. And TPC. Scroll down, dude. Scroll down. We gotta show these two guilds at the same time.
Yes.
Look at that. Oh. They're just smacking wars. Just kidding, they're PvE, so they don't do anything.
PvE. Yeah,
they literally have no fun. Reign of Terror. So Reign of Terror was the Crimson Offensive. They renamed.
Okay.
And on their profile, they say they are the PvP arm of the Crimson Offensive. So I'm thinking they did the name swap to keep their EXP and their level and power points, obviously.
Wait, they're the PvP branch of what?
The Crimson Offensive, CTCO.
Okay.
Yeah, they name change. Confirmed by Sarah from Rain Factory and a couple other friends. So 031. Interesting.
Agent said Crimson Tower SMH.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Simple Mole Reporter live giving you the wrong facts.
Yo, Agent, can you not fucking call me out when we're live, brother? Can you DM me this shit next time? Can you just not make me look like an ass?
Wait, so was Smash Crimson light, Offensive was Crimson Offensive and Rain Factory not actually merging? Because I know there's joking or maybe seriousness of
talks
about that in our Discord.
I think Rain Factory is pure blooded. I don't think they've assimilated anyone.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, Amelia's simulation. Here. She can confirm with her little MySpace avatar that no one got to see during the stream awards. It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Hadi, we wouldn't ask you to come back because you wouldn't tell us anything about Death Star. You fucking choked on us, dude. How dare you? What were you saying, Crazy Fly?
We're going to have to hire Aged on as our fact checker.
Yeah, that's true. Aged, we could do that. We won't pay you, but we'll be your friend.
Solid Step, Friendly, those are both PV.
What's this?
E, the Merrymen of Simple and Mo. Would you look at that? They got one war.
You missed
up.
It. I don't. You probably didn't watch the VOD because you don't care. But Merrymen, they are back in action.
Yep.
They are a semi-old guild, and here they are.
They're incredibly old guild.
Yeah, incredibly old guild. You called, actually, in the latest guild stats video, you called them out with their legacy, like number 40-something.
Yep.
Yeah, one war on the play here that's finished. But
So they'll do that.
Bunch of zeros from the PVE.
Crapped on a PVE. Dust.
There he is. Hold on. There he is, dude. Instaflare. Here we go. Let's get
very
that Merryman.
Nice. You gotta up your ward levels, my friend.
Hadou signed an NDA. That bastard.
I didn't know guilds could hand out NDAs like candy now.
Yeah, especially when the original guild leader's gone.
Shit. I'm going to do that.
What? We don't have enough members to NDA. You going to NDA me?
Hey, you're co-leader.
All right, guys. Let me spill the secrets of how dog shit water Crazy Fi is as a guild leader. One, he steps about twice a freaking week. Two, he kills 20 NPCs in a day, maybe even less, and one day out of the week. Furthermore, there's no Pizza Fridays. It's awful. I don't know how we operate.
You guys lost that privilege when you stopped doing anything.
What do you mean? We're the ones doing the task.
Not good enough.
You see this? You see what I deal with? Anyway, we got Fairy. Okay, we got Dusk here. It was 012. We got Fairy Tail with 102. Greenhouse here was 001. And then Ornate Garden was zeros because they're PvE. Yep. And they're in my eyes, they're exactly the same guild. Father Canopy, what's up? You're exactly the same guild.
All right. Just fix this font so it doesn't look so bad on stream.
Yeah, you can make it bigger, right? So now we can kind of go over some of the wars that have gone on that might be interesting. So Rain Factory here has some... So 1-inch winners. What do you guys think that means? Just off the top of your head, you know, wink if you get it. But like, what do you think? What comes to mind when you read 1-inch winners?
Probably dead guild too. If I had to guess, all these zeros that Rain Factory is doing, all dead guilds, except for they're losing to Golden Arrows.
Okay, so they're like vultures right now.
Classic.
Cutie says, yo, we just finished our war on 1-inch winners. What did you think when you went to war with them, Cutie? Dagon says small sandwiches. Oh my fucking god. That's actually really good. I like that, Dagon.
Hadou
says, I think of you, to be honest, Bison. I showed you that picture in confidence, Hadou. Thanks for freaking out of me on stream. Aegis says, why not wingdings? Cutie says, I thought it was your alt, Zing. Okay, you know what? I'm not reading chat anymore. You guys are fucking assholes. Chernobyl, yeah, that's never gonna recover. I think we're on agreement there. That's a factor. Okay, and here's a good one, though. Golden Arrows versus Rain Factory, and Golden Arrows smashed Rain Factory. Not even close. That's the very last guild right there. 1595. Yeah,
Golden Arrows is below Rain Factory as well, aren't they?
Yeah, but Ace... Guilds. So here's the thing. I don't know how to judge time with wars because we don't war anyone anymore. But Ace, for the last 2 weeks, has been saying wars have been cooking, wars about to bust. So I'm guessing this is one of the wars that we just... You know, we've been waiting for it to end. And this was a smasher. Is that what you say? It's a smasher? It was a good time? Barely know. Okay.
Not to be confused with the smasher bug app that Galahad Creative created.
I'm not going to read what Hadou said out loud. Okay, so moving on, we have Golden Arrows here. A bunch of guilds we don't know besides Rain Factory, but we have Yi here.
What do you mean?
What?
Joboku?
I don't know who that is. Boku?
They've been on the guild stats a few times.
Okay. I mean, maybe in like 2012. I don't remember.
They used to be PvE, I thought. Whatever.
But we have the Rain Factory here. But here's a Yi. Look at the Yi. Yes. That's one pay attention to. Not even close. Worse than Rain Factory put on a better fight than Yi. But how is Yi continuing to climb? Riddle me this.
Because they're bullying all the inactive guilds.
All right, we'll probably find that out. Scrolling down, you see, look, Order of Ramos, that's a dead guild. They once were on our season one leaderboard.
Yep.
I guess
they crushed it for a little bit on the weeklies too.
Do you think Mike will NDA us about our own season before this became a thing? How does that work? How do you refer to that? The legacy seasonal go leaderboard that you took from? No, I'm just kidding.
There's two different legacies in game too when it comes to guild leaderboards.
It's too much, dude.
You have legacy free version 9.0, and then you have legacy season 0. Like, so, you know, the legacy is legacy, and then the legacy, Order of Avalon as well.
Oh yeah, well, yeah, they're dead. Instaflare says I miss Storm Swords. Was that a guild? Or is that the expansion to Final Fantasy 14? No, I'm just kidding. All right. So Murder of the Universe, shit ton of wars here. Reign of Terror, which of course the Crimson Tower, which I knew, didn't need Algid's help for that. Not even close. But then they went against Babel. And of course, I don't think that will ever be close for anyone but Forest. Looking through this, the Church of Jesus Crust. If that is a gold name. You know what I mean? Look at that. Church of Jesus Crust. That's pretty good. The Guild. That's an awesome name. How long did it take for them to come up with that name? But nothing really else stands out in the way of who they went against. So moving on to Fairy Tale.
Esalt. they have a lot that they're going to win shortly.
Yeah. So they're going to bust. Which, you know, we're all familiar with, especially Hadou. So Fairy Tale here, getting crushed by the cult. And then Midnight Rain. I thought Midnight Rain was dead, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah, I feel like this is a
legacy. So, like, what's going on here?
Yeah, I feel like these were just wars that were left behind. I don't know. Not sure. But to be fair, like, this breakdown right here was just any war that had over 1,500 kills in it, regardless of what guild it was. It was pulled up. So, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what's happened with Fairy Tale.
You know what? I'm kind of rooting for Fairy Tale because Zach was such a nice person. He's one of the few guild leaders that, after the war show, hasn't threatened to kill us. You know what I mean? So I guess it's working out as a friendship. Can't say the same about Rain Factory, though. I'm just kidding. All right, unhide this thing. Or actually, rehide this thing. All right. So that is a snapshot of new content that will maybe look better. We can't make promises, but we do want to start. We talked about this. Crazy Fire has talked about this. We want to start tracking wars. So we can kind of, like, I don't know, not predict, but see the EXP wave incoming to the guild leaderboard in the following week. That's just another element we want to track. Same with the warrior rosters. Again, if you are, you know, keeping tabs on your guild members leaving, or you're getting members to join you to boost your EXP, etc., DM us in game. Let us know. We want to keep track of all, like, the moving parts, so to speak, of your warrior roster. Hadu's threatening me. Look, Rain Factory is really good at threatening me. I don't know. Shensi says, I've never to threaten to kill you either. Am I a good per? Okay, we friends now. What are you the leader of? Shensi, I feel like I should know you, but I don't. I don't recognize your username. Do you recognize? Are we supposed to recognize Jersey? Maori, Aged Amelia both murder me and never kiss me on the forehead afters. Yeah. It's because you smell like cats.
Classic cats.
Aged's role-playing in her chat. God damn it.
That's what I live for. Keep doing it.
Rain Factory should be treated better. Tio, shut up. Shut up, dude. But yeah, so do you, Crazyfy, do you have any predictions for this Thursday?
Fuck
no, you don't.
I don't know. I think it's interesting. I like that there are some new guilds on the leaderboard. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot, like Radiant Dawn, Dusk, random names like that. I don't know. It's kind of disappointing to see Golden Arrows drop so much. Asian.
Well, I feel technically like they haven't dropped, but they haven't gained their in EXP. Look at that.
Soft drop your book.
That's fine. It's allowing people to discover the book.
In 10 years.
Soft, I fucking... Soft, I will never publish a book by you again, by the way. Just letting you know.
It's free advertisement. I don't know what you're talking about. Also, Soft. Jokes on you, Insanity. Our guild is PvE only because we're retired.
Yeah, you stupid manatee.
And I don't want to get bullied by you people.
I better not find you in the shallow waters, manatee. I swear.
Oh, it's Vander in game. Ah.
T.O. says, I'm not paid enough for this. I didn't know we paid you. What are we paying you in?
Love and affection is what I have to offer right now.
You're Vander in game? Okay. You know you can change your username, but that's fine. Now I'll remember. Welcome to the stream, Vander. Vander is like the newest person watching the stream right now. How many people do you reckon manatees kill every year? I don't know. That's easy.
None,
that's,
because manatee what, cove?
Probably right. Like 1,200 people a year. Easy. Merry Man will eat it face. What? That broken fucking sentence. Agent says, imagine getting paid.
I got you. Yo, twice more love and affection.
You advisors work for free, and that's the worst move I've ever seen in your life.
Oh. Baphomet. Just
Bath. Call him Bathy.
Well, see, now I'm just a fan of Merry Men.
What the fuck?
I think they're the best guild in the world.
You only like half of us?
I love Merry Men. Keep it up, guys. I believe in you. I love an old guild coming back, you know? Maybe that'll inspire CCG to come back.
Sarah says, imagine if Pizen looked at the PvP leaderboards. Imagine that I cared, because there's only one leaderboard I'll ever look at, and it's what we track.
Retired guild?
Yeah. Retired guild leaderboards. Ben says, eat. Yeah, I know. Merryman is the goat. This reminds me of... This reminds me of like when James used to hype up Midnight Rain before he abandoned it. I am not jealous, Hadu. I like to get paid for my time.
Mama, I appreciate you. I appreciate you all.
Chewie says no one ever looks at quest leaderboards. Shakes my. All right, you know what, Chewie? Since Chewie's a nice person, I'll do that for you, Chewie. Let's look at the quest leaderboards.
Yeah, now like my mustache, my wife was feeling bad. She caught COVID just recently, and so I shaved it to make her feel better because I know she likes me clean shaven.
I'm growing my mustache. I was doing it in solidarity, but I guess it's just going to be me now.
Yep.
All right, here's leaderboards. I'm growing the mustache, by the way, because we need more subs. So hopefully that works. First quest. Is it successful quest? Is that what I'm looking at? All right. I'll share the screen. When's the last time do you think someone ever looked at this leaderboard?
I don't know when it was created.
Here, let me blow off that. Let me blow off the dust. You know? Let me blow up the dust off this fucking page. Sud for mustache. That's what I like to see. It's working out. All right, Chewie. Look, you're number one with 4 million, almost 4.6 million quests complete. Like the video because I looked at the leaderboard for you, okay? Let's see. Rio's here. Jack. Ven is here. It's good to see Ven. All the friends are over here.
EK201.
A H2O, aka Mammo and Jihan's guild, which, you know, they're dead already, so who cares? Pickle mod, forgot that was a mod because we never see them. There's Jihan. Oh, look at that, with Mammo's avatar. Eclipse is on here. Pratt's on. That's where Pratt's been. That's why Heaven and Hell has been suffering. Do we care about anything past? Wait, or do you want me to go?
Oh, no, never mind. I read something.
Just Panda.
Ramen.
Where? Is this the ramen we know? I don't think this is the ramen we know. Definitely not his avatar. Definitely not his gradient either. Yeah, I don't recognize any Flux. Who gives a shit? All right.
The name behind Crazy Fi? Oh, that's
Isn't it
easy.
Destiny?
No, not Destiny.
Halo?
Nope, still wrong.
Barbie's Adventure?
Closer? No, so I was 13, I think, when my parents got my brother and I the Xbox 360. And so I needed a gamer tag. So,
I'm fighting for my life against Mike. You look over and you randomly see this from TO and you're like, is this real? Anyway, go on, Crazy Fi.
Yeah. So I needed a gamer tag, and Fi is from a Star Wars book about the clone troopers. The Order 66 book series, I think it is, something like that. It talks about essentially this elite group of stormtroopers who, when Order 66 was started, they still sided with the Jedi and didn't kill them. And that's where, and Fi was a really cool character that I really liked and gravitated towards too in the book. I'm not a Star Wars fan, but that series was really great. I really enjoyed it. And Fi was one of those individuals in the book that I really gravitated towards.
Wait,
and
then
crazy, because I was fucking 13 years old, I thought Crazy was a great idea. So Crazy Fi. So that's where my name comes from.
Which series was it?
It was one that has the Order 66 in it.
Yeah, the Commando series.
Yeah, the Commando series.
Yeah, that was the best series. And then Lucas Productions said it wasn't canon because that stupid 3D cartoon was going on.
Yep.
And so they shelved like a 8-book series. We never got to figure out the finale after 60 Order 66.
It was so bad. Because I'm pretty sure, wasn't it Fi who had the brain injury?
And one of them disappeared, and one of them was in the Empire Special Operations, and like, yeah, they just made it to that planet, right? Mandalore, and
yes,
anyway,
yeah, to live on their own and build their own lives, and they were just like,
with the two Jedi and stuff. So like,
yeah.
They shelved that whole series. It's by, I think it was by Karen Travis, who, she did a lot of game books. So back in the day, she did like the Gears of War book series. And something else, but she was a really good author. She is a good author. So like, they shelved her whole series for that cartoon series that was 3D animated, the one with like Anakin and like all the clone troopers, like Rex, and the one with like the red paint and the art troopers, all that shit. Yeah, so that was a sad time for us.
Yeah, and I wasn't even a Star Wars fan, but that's where my name comes from. I just enjoyed the concept that they had going on within the Star Wars realm. But yeah, so that's how I got my name. I was 13 at the time, and I've kept it since. And I really like it. So,
no, I've never heard of Dragonlance in my life, Mallory, you nerd. You know, so if any of you are here in your 30s and you were playing old school Xbox Live, and even now it's pretty awful, but back in the day, you can kind of match. So, my first ever gamer tag was Flaming Target, because in Halo 2, you could get the Flaming Head. Icon, and then eventually through Skulls you get the Flaming Helmet. Just imagine, just take a minute real quick how that name worked out for me, because I got shit on so hard. I can't say it'll demonetize me now. People will write me hate mails, but like or hate mail, but like, yeah, that was my gamer tag back in the day. And yeah, Flaming Target was not a good pick, you know what I mean?
That's awful.
It's bad. Hadu says mine was Awful Odin, given to me by Xbox. And Sanio's Bullet in Your Ear. No one played Xbox Live. People wouldn't be half as thin-skinned if they had. Yeah, seriously, right? That was like Birth by Fire when I was like in middle. I was like, wow, I can't wait to play Halo and Star Wars Battlefront 2 and shit. And then it was like, get fucking wrecked, you fucking piece of beep beep. It was like, wow, this is excellent. I love customs on this. And I love playing Tower Defense and get fuck you motherfucker. It's like, wow, you flaming tar. Yeah, good times. Good times. Yeah, sometimes it's good to be nostalgic. Wow, we made it to 8 o'clock.
Ain't that something?
On a Monday stream. With almost 30 people. That's, you know, I'll take that. That's a win. I'll take that. I hope people had fun tonight. It was pretty, you know, off the cuff.
It was entertaining, for sure.
I'll read a couple more, then we'll say goodbye. Hadu says, okay. Used to get tortured in those lobbies. Mm-hmm. Nari said, didn't have internet in my childhood. Understandable. Tio said, my first username was Shankun because I was 15 and my PC case was a Sharkoon PC case. Name was censored because Shanks is a thing that I didn't know. Wait, did you say Shank? Yeah, Shank. I thought you meant the other word. I almost said the other word on accident, everyone. Theron says, good night, Couch Cat. Thank you. You're welcome, Theron. You don't have to leave yet. But thank you. I love it when Theron is out there cheering our name in global.
I appreciate the support, Beth.
Y'all played GameCube? That hit different. Ugh.
Animal I never Cross, had dude. A GameCube.
I only got to play it at friends' houses, and those like GameCube, obviously some of the Zeldas. Yeah.
Yeah, GameCube was the one system that went to friends' place to play.
Chewy says, this was a chill stream. Thanks, Chewy. Spread the word. Everyone, go back to your guild and say, everyone needs to tune in to Couch Cat. That's it. That's all I had. Yeah, that's all I had. Okay, all right. So let's start winding down.
Let's do it.
So quick thing, on the website, couchcatpod.com, the schedule is updated for the rest of the week, which is like one other day. But I want to just say this. It's the first week where I did not forget to, or it's the second week in the row, because last week I did pretty good of not scheduling something.
Very nice.
Yeah, so... Thank you, everyone. I want to thank my mom. Happy belated Mother's Day to all the mothers in her chat, if you're a mother. But yeah. Thanks, Mom. You raised me well to do scheduling every once in a while. Hit or miss. Don't watch this. Okay, anyway. So you can head over. Thursday is our third report for the Seasonal Guild Leaderboard. Hopefully Crazy Five will be there. If not, a doppelganger will be in his place. This could be the first one of the season for Crazy Fire.
My favorite, most passionate project we have so far, and I haven't been able to be there.
Yeah, really looks good to the public there. We understand. So that'll be this Thursday. Grab your guildmates, let them know, especially if you're aiming for the top 25 or you're in the top 25. Let them see what they're working for. That people are actually watching and are entertained by your progress. All of you here in chat, we're rooting you on. Some more than others, you know. Give me a woof. Woof, blood. Whatever. Anyway, maybe I shouldn't have said that yet because now everyone shut the stream off. But yeah, we'll love to see you all there, you know, Thursday, 7 p.m. U.S. Eastern. It'll be scheduled on YouTube. You go to YouTube, it'll show you in your time zone when that is. We also have, you know, shout out to that random dude in chat that said, where are the guild shirts? Because guess what? By golly. We're working on the first one ever. It's not going to be a secret, but the first guild is a secret, but that's our project right now for merch. We're selling these shirts at cost, so the cheapest we can get them for you, and you know, it'll be for if you got friends, if you want to rep your guild, you know, it's going to be cool. It's going to be cool. So that's on its way. I have a sample. Once the sample comes in, it's all good to go. I'll show it off on stream. But guild shirts are coming. What else? Yeah, that's it, I guess. That's the look ahead. Actually, Crazy Fire, are you doing weekly stats for Wednesday. Yep. All right, so we'll have the weekly guild stats this Wednesday as a video going live. And yeah, can't wait to see you all Thursday. Goodbye, chat. Thanks for hanging out with us. See you, global chat. We'll say goodbye to global chat. Like that. Does that sound cute? Global chat-o. So goodbye to all of you. Goodbye, friends. We'll see you in the Discord server. Links down below in the description. But please continue to play this game. It's fun. I swear, despite what we say. Use Yoma's tool if you don't. And if you continue, or if you have used it, keep using it. It's awesome. Like the video. Subscribe if you're new here. And head on over to couchguypod.com for more supportive content. We'll see you later, brother.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Like that.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's pretty good.